Congress is trying to pass a bill by next week that would expand school lunch and other programs to feed needy children. Groups that advocate for children and the poor, though, are not happy with this legislation. That's caused a split between the groups and the White House, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Ending childhood hunger has been a priority for President Obama. Ending childhood obesity has been a priority for the First Lady. The child nutrition bill is supposed to help do both. But some hunger groups say the way things stand now, the bill would do neither.
They're paying for the improvements by cutting food stamp benefits.
Jim Weil is head of the Food Research and Action Center in Washington. He says the cuts defeat the purpose of legislation that's intended to help more low-income children get healthier food.
It should be unacceptable to Congress to pay for anything by cutting food stamp benefits, much less for a bill that has in its title the Healthy Anti-Hunger Act, which is going to increase hunger, increase poverty, and reduce health.
Weil says that the $2.2 billion in proposed food stamp cuts, which are really a repeal of future increases, would hurt the neediest families. And more than 1,600 anti-hunger groups in a letter to lawmakers say they agree. Even New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg weighed in last week, asking House leaders to find a better way to pay for the bill. But no one's found one yet, and time is running short. Current child nutrition programs expire next Thursday, and the White House is pushing the House to forgo its own plan and accept a less generous Senate-passed bill so it can go straight to the president.
What we are concerned about with the waning days of this congressional session ending, that we'll be left with the status quo. And what the status quo has given us is far too many hungry children and far too many overweight children.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Senate bill goes in the right direction, and it has Democratic and Republican support. It would provide $4.5 billion over 10 years to expand access to free school lunches and after-school meals for low-income children. It would require more nutritious meals and increase school reimbursement rates. As far as paying for it with food stamp cuts, Vilsack notes that those benefits, approved in last year's stimulus bill, aren't supposed to kick in until 2013.
What we don't want to do is compromise what we can get today for what may or may not be available in 2013.
Margot Wu Tan agrees. She's with the consumer advocacy group Center for Science and the Public Interest. She says, let's face it, Congress is so strapped for cash right now, if lawmakers don't trim food stamps to pay for this bill, they'll do it for something else.
This money is gone. Better to have it go to low-income kids than to something totally unrelated.
And besides, she thinks the Senate bill is great.
It would help to get junk food and soda out of school vending machines. It would help schools serve healthier lunches by providing more resources and training and model recipes. And it would help to bring more healthy produce from farm-to-school programs into schools.
Still, dozens of House Democrats are balking at having to vote to trim future food stamp benefits, especially in an election year when poverty is on the rise. They're hoping to get a commitment from the White House to do something that will ease the pain, like trying to restore the benefit cuts at some future date. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.